This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Electronic medical records is certainly the buzzword. I know that because we're back from the American Physical Therapy Association meeting, combined sections in Chicago. And boy, were there a bunch of companies representing the latest and greatest in EMR. But we have with us on the line today Heidi Janenga, who is the founder, co-founder of WebPT, an EMR company that is with us today. Heidi, welcome to PT Talker.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you having me.
Yes. Now, thank you for taking the time. You, along with your husband, Brad, are creators of WebPT, and I would like to let our listeners know that you are a physical therapist yourself, so obviously you know what you're talking about, but what inspired you to get started trying to build a company that is going to market an EMR product to the physical therapy industry?
Well, we actually launched our company in 2008, and the idea actually spawned about 3 years prior to that. I was practicing in a large sports medicine clinic here in Tempe, Arizona, and we were sort of challenged with trying to cut our expenses, and we had over 10 practicing therapists, and our transcription bills were upward of $3,000 a month. And so many of our referring physicians were making the transition into electronic medical record, and I thought for sure there had to be something out there for physical therapists to utilize. So my husband, being a tenured software developer, I sort of challenged him to go out and research what was out there, and what he found astonishingly to himself was that everything out there was server-based, there was no web-based products. They were pretty clunky and just not really technically oriented. So he sort of said, you know, I think I'm going to have to build you something myself. And originally it was just sort of out of the need of our specific clinic. And once we started putting our heads together and developing something, you know, some of my friends in the area who were also therapists got wind of it and thought it was a great idea and wanted to use it in their clinic, and it just sort of snowballed from there. We launched at CSM in February of 2008, and we sort of knew we had really resonated with the industry when people started walking by and said, hey, WebPT's here, and this was the first time we were actually out into the industry. So from there, we've grown from, you know, no, just my clinic using it to over 2,000 clinics using it today. And I think being web-based, we were the first web-based system on the market, and that has really sort of made a change in the industry towards more of a web-based documentation system.
Sure. Now let's talk a little bit about why electronic medical records, why that topic is so hot right now, and why, as you walk through the aisles at CSM, there is now more than just WebPT there. There are several companies who are promoting this. What's the big deal?
Yeah, so in healthcare in general, there's sort of been this epiphany that you know, everything needs to go electronic, and for obvious reasons of efficiency, you know, decreased coding errors, ability to do a lot more analytics and tracking of changes and things like that. Those can't be done when things are being done on paper. Mm-hmm. So in the healthcare industry in general, there's been this trend of more interoperability, which, again, can't be done if you're doing things, you know, via paper. So physical therapists have sort of been left behind a little bit because physicians have been offered incentive programs to transition onto electronic medical or electronic health records. And physical therapists, unfortunately, today are still not considered an eligible professional to receive those incentives. However, just as with the rest of healthcare, we need to become more efficient, better documenters, as well as having the efficiency of integrating with billing so that we can track our metrics and also outcomes and do a lot more research in comparison to what others are doing in the industry.
Mm-hmm. Now, it seems like, and let's just clarify, when you say incentives, you mean incentives from the government?
Correct.
Okay, right, as part of healthcare reform and all that business?
Exactly.
Okay. So, and it seems to me I hear a lot about compliance, physical therapists trying to document compliance and play by the rules. Does electronic medical records somehow simplify that process as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So just as, transitioning from paper to electronic medical record, electronic medical record can apply logic into your documentation process to give you alert systems, help to sort of gear you logically into specific answers based on, say, your diagnosis code. Are you making sure that you are including these pieces of documentation, which is required in order to be compliant with, say, Medicare? The 8-minute rule is an easy example. That if you are putting in your times that are required, that you can not have to think about what the 8-minute rule is. If you know how much time you spent on each procedure, the electronic medical record can calculate that for you and make sure that you are staying compliant with your billing standards, that you're not overbilling or underbilling, and saving yourself some headaches when the auditors come knocking on your door.
Mm-hmm. So if you had to guess, or do you have any statistics on how electronically organized the PT industry is right now?
Yeah, so when we started in 2008, and we did do some due diligence before we actually launched our company, 80% of therapists were still using pen and paper to do their documentation, which, again, was astounding. That number is probably improved to, I would say, probably 70%. It really hasn't necessarily increased that much. I know there's a lot more awareness now, and obviously there's a lot more companies out there to choose from. So there's definitely a push towards moving into the electronic era within physical therapy as well. I know there's some statistics out there for physicians as well. I believe it's closer to 40 to 50% of physician practices have still need to transition. So it's a lot larger of a percentage of people within the physician space that have actually transitioned, and that's outpatient physicians.
Okay.
So private practice physicians versus the hospital base.
Mm-hmm. So do you see a time in the near future when it would just be unheard of for a clinic to continue to use charts?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be in the near future. The APTA is pushing to allow therapists to become eligible professionals to receive incentives towards, adopting electronic health records. So when that happens, obviously there's going to be a lot bigger push. But even now with the reimbursements being more based on outcomes, with the transition to ACOs, the accountable care organizations, all of those types of trends are really sort of mandating the need for efficiency within the clinic, but also the transfer of data electronically. And if you aren't part of those things, then you're going to be left behind. One of the biggest ones is the outcome measures, to be able to have those show progress from one patient to the next, and also progress and outcome measures within your own facility comparing to others around you.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I want to finish up our interview. Let's talk a little bit about the outcomes. Everybody is striving for better outcomes, better patient outcomes. I guess the question I have for you is, functionally, how does this really work? I have a patient that comes in, they've got 6 visits approved, and how do you measure How is the data collected that compares my clinic to someone else? How does that all work?
Yeah, so that's called data analytics. And first and foremost, the clinician has to be sort of prompted to be putting that data into the electronic medical record, or actually documenting on an outcome measure that is comparable. So, for example, within WebPT, we have over 25 outcome measures that are available to our therapists to utilize, and it prompts them to make sure that they're doing that upon their initial evaluation, progress notes, discharge summaries, so that you actually are showing progress throughout the episode of care that you're doing with that patient. So those outcomes then scoring, obviously you have a score for your outcomes, those mm-hmm. scores can then be compared to the same test, to that same outcome measurement tool that you've used for that patient, to others with that same diagnosis within your clinic,
yeah,
or within that same diagnosis for your potential competitor down the street eventually. Now, within an electronic medical record, we can only compare to those that we actually have as users, but there are companies and insurance companies, obviously, out there that are looking to be able to compare and use that data to show improved outcomes, different outcomes. How many visits does it really take to, you know, rehab a patient who has an ACL reconstruction with these comorbidities?
Right.
Like,
so do you see the insurance companies trying to manipulate this data to, you know, say, take the best case scenario all the time? Or, you know, are there any downfalls to this kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, there are. It potentially could be with limiting the number of visits mm-hmm. that a specific therapist or area could have. I think more than that, though, it's really making sure there's not wasteful visits that are happening. It definitely could be utilized in a negative way, at least on the side of what a therapist thinks. I think, mm-hmm. obviously, the insurance company thinks that's a good thing.
Right,
the therapist
right.
always thinks that it's
yeah.
not such a good thing when,
right.
when they're limiting us. But I think if your documentation supports what you're doing, there should be no way that the... And with your electronic medical record assisting you with that proper documentation, there should be no way that anyone could or any insurance company can conflict with what you're asking for.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. Well, thank you so much for enlightening us. It's been very interesting.
Well, I appreciate the time.
All right. You have been listening to Heidi Janenga. She is the co-founder of WebPT. She is a physical therapist along with her husband, Brad. They have brought to our industry WebPT, and if someone wanted to contact you, Heidi, how would be the best way to do it?
Sure. My direct email is just Heidi, H-E-I-D-I, at webpt.com, or if you're interested in learning more about WebPT, our phone number is 866-221-1870. And we'd be more than happy to answer any of your questions or take your call.
Sure. Very good. Okay. All right. Again, thank you for joining us, Heidi. And I would ask everyone out there listening to remind your peers and coworkers that PT Talker is brought to you free each and every week. And all we need you to do is just go to the website, pttalker.com, sign up for a free subscription, and you will be notified each week when we bring you new experts who hopefully will provide information that will help you help someone get well today. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.